The 1974 Super Outbreak was the second largest tornado outbreak on record for a single 24-hour period, just behind the 2011 Super Outbreak.
Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History from the Weather Network in Canada.
Yesterday, I told you all about the events of April 3rd and the tragic story from Windsor, Ontario. Now is part two of this tale, the devastating April 4th part of the 1974 Super Outbreak that happened this day in weather history. Yesterday, I quoted that in all, there were a terrifying 148 twisters that touched down in 13 U.S. states and the province of Ontario over a single 24-hour period between April 3rd and 4th, making this one of the largest and most violent tornado events ever recorded. At one point, there were as many as 15 individual tornadoes that were on the ground at the same time. As a matter of fact, this was the first tornado outbreak in recorded history to produce more than 100 twisters within a 24-hour period, and that would not ever be bested for another 37 years in the U.S. until that 2011 super outbreak. The 1974 outbreak caused widespread and extensive damage that spanned approximately 900 square miles or 2,331 square kilometers as it traveled a total combined path length of, listen to this, 2,600 miles or just under 4,200 kilometers. It caused an estimated $843 million in 1974 USD, which roughly translates to $4.6 billion in 2019. And over two-thirds of that happened in the U.S. alone. But of all the details to come out of the United States from this 1974 super outbreak, there is the horrifying story of the Xenia, Ohio tornado. That's next. But first, remember that this day in weather history can be enjoyed a number of ways. Right now, you are listening to the full version of today's story on your favorite podcast provider, but there is also the daily podcast video short. They are shot right here in my podcast recording studio, so you get that perspective, and oftentimes they will include visuals from that day's event, from when it happened, in weather history. So after listening to the full story, go check out the podcast video short on television or online anytime at theweathernetwork.com/weather history. Okay, so the tornado that struck the city of Xenia, Ohio stands out still as the deadliest individual tornado of the 1974 super outbreak. And when you consider there were almost 150 twisters and thousands of kilometers covered, that is saying a lot. The small Ohio town in 1974 had a population of only 25,000. So for it to lose 32 people, along with a significant portion of the town, could very well have been the end of everything. The massive tornado slammed into the western part of Xenia first. It was later determined to have been an F5 intensity, putting it at the top of the Fujita scale for tornado analysis. F5 strength is known to cause total and irreversible damage to anything it strikes or rolls over. It completely flattened the Windsor Park and Arrowhead subdivisions while easily sweeping away entire rows of brick homes with very little debris left behind in some areas. Neighborhoods literally were reduced to dust, if not vaporized. But that's impossible. I mean, where did all of this matter go? It was found miles away in nearby fields, piled up in what are called windrows. If you're not sure what they look like petrified or fossilized waves, like water waves that are rolling and rolling and rolling, and they're all in rolls. They are creepy when you consider that they used to be human dwellings full of people and their stuff. So, what happened? This Xenia, Ohio tornado formed southwest of the town early evening, but before dinner time. What started as a moderate-sized tornado, it blew up fast while moving to the northeast at about 50 miles per hour, or 80 kilometers per hour. Along its path, it started showing signatures to indicate that there were actually several vorticities within this single cell mass. There was a lot of different heads in this one. But that is unsustainable, obviously, and it organized itself into just one big single vortex super strength twister. That's our F5. Then, when it hit like a wrecking ball. Apartment buildings, homes, businesses, churches, and schools totally flattened. the Xenia High School still had students inside rehearsing for a play, but they took cover in the main hallway seconds before the tornado dropped a school bus onto the stage where they had been practicing. Elsewhere, several railroad cars were literally lifted and blown over, and it knocked over solid granite headstones in a local cemetery. Then President Richard Nixon made an unannounced visit to Xenia a few days later and would be quoted as saying, "In terms of destruction, just total devastation, this is the worst I have seen." He then declared Xenia a disaster area. It took several months for the city to recover from the tornado, but they did it with the help of the Ohio National Guard and the Red Cross. From the F5 that destroyed Xenia, Ohio in a tornado super outbreak in 1974, on this day in weather history. Tomorrow is April 5th. It was called the 1972 Portland-Vancouver tornado. That's tomorrow on this day in weather history with me, your host, Chris May.